Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get the cue.
That's the Hollies bringing us back. From the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the president of the Galen Institute, Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. She's the co-author of a number of books on healthcare policy, including Empowering Healthcare Consumers, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. That's two books. You got another website, too, Grace Marie. I want you to tell us about
it. Yes, we do. It's called AmericanHealthcareChoices.org, and this is to promote the new idea that we are offering to give people permanent choice and to make sure that the markets work in our health sector so people can buy the kind of coverage that works for them. We're working with our colleagues to develop this new plan, and they can read all about it at AmericanHealthcareChoices.org.
So check that out, folks. And wherever Grace Marie Turner goes, you'll find plenty of sunlight and clarity on what's really going on in the healthcare market and what should be done. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership. You've been testifying before Congress. You talked to us about that in the last segment, what you told them. What about, you got an upcoming testimony again. Is it this week or next week?
Tomorrow.
What are you going to tell them?
So this is before the Energy and Commerce Committee, and this is the committee. The last week was the one that's saying that everybody with employer coverage, 173 million people, are going to lose their coverage if the Republicans are successful in either getting power back or this Texas case. Tomorrow, the hearing is about actual legislation that has been introduced in Congress to reintroduce the individual mandate and do away with association health plans and these new flexible short-term plans. The Trump administration created these new types of plans through regulatory process. And the Congress can overrule that and say, nope, we are going to invalidate this. So that's what this hearing is about tomorrow. I'm the only witness that the Republicans are allowed to call, just as I was last week. So I'm on the hot seat and really trying to defend small businesses, individuals who want choices, people who are uninsured because they can't afford
it. And you're testifying before the House?
It's before the House
okay.
Committee. Yes.
So, folks, here's the thing. A House committee with a Democrat chairman, a majority Democrats, she's the only person testifying for you and me out here on Main Street. So those guys don't have a chance. They're almost, you know, you're not quite going to be outnumbered, Grace Marie. I mean,
folks,
she's a force. They don't even know they don't know what's going to hit them. They have no idea what's going to hit them tomorrow. So, Grace Marie, I'm going to come back to my question. How do you see things working and deny it and try to make it go the other way? I don't even understand that kind of politics, let alone policy. What do you think?
I wrote a piece for Forbes after the hearing last week because I really needed people to see what's going on up there. Every single Democrat said that we really have to go further, and many of them said, I'm here because I support Medicare for all.
Uh-huh.
They want to show that the current system is completely failing, even though they say Obamacare is the only thing holding it together, which is, of course, not true. It's actually harming the system. But they want to set the table, Jim, for Medicare for all.
Do you think the majority of the Democrats in the House believe that? That's their goal?
I don't know if it's a majority, but it's certainly enough
A bunch of the new ones are doing that. But now, simple math shows that Medicare for I mean, every household would like to have a bigger house and two more Lamborghinis in the yard, in the garage, but they all know that they don't have the math to make that happen. I mean, so that's Medicare for all. The math just, it's not even in the realm of possibility, right?
Even $32 trillion in additional government spending over 10 years, according to Chuck Blayhouse, who is the former actuary, former trustee for Social Security. He said, there's no way. I mean, and that's only if we pay hospitals and doctors 40% less than they're getting today.
Which they're already being cut a lot, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I've talked with my doctor, saw Dennis yesterday. He said basically that would put me out of business. He said I cannot sustain, keep up my doors open, pay my practice, buy all my equipment.
And never mind the money it's going to cost. It's a system that is that's not going to work. I mean, we all know that government delivered health care is going to be a nightmare. It is a nightmare.
That's exactly right. They don't study history, and they don't even study what's happening around the planet now.
Like Venezuela.
For the government to control all of the money, they ration care by waiting and by denying people, particularly people who are at vulnerable times of their life, the young people and senior citizens, denying them care if they believe they're going to continue to be a burden,
folks,
therefore a cost to society.
Folks, Grace Marie's right there in the muzzle blast. She's right there at ground zero of all this going on. This is why we're so proud of her. She's speaking for you and me when she resists these nuts who believe these things, I don't know if they believe it, but they're proposing government takeover again of our healthcare system. And she's standing in front of them, and she's almost going to be outnumbered.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.